Hey, mate, how you going?
Hey, not as good as you. Your very first Origin game, and you get to score the very first try in a decider at Suncorp Stadium. I mean, does it get any better than that?
No, it doesn't, mate. I couldn't have dreamt of having a better debut. I've always dreamed about it as a kid playing footy. Hopefully one day being able to chuck on that maroon jersey and to be able to do it in a Game 3 decider at Suncorp Stadium and get a try and debut and get the win like we did. It's going to be a memory I'll never forget.
That's going to be one that you're going to be able to tell your kids and your grandkids in years to come. You know that.
Yeah, definitely. It still feels a bit surreal that they were just playing Origin last night. Caught an early morning flight to Canberra at the moment, and I've got to do a job tomorrow for the Knights, but it's still hard to try to focus on that when I guess you're coming off such a high of playing in an Origin.
It would have been amazing. Were you really nervous before the game, mate?
No, that's the funny thing. I wasn't nervous at all. When the game started, obviously my adrenaline was going and I was excited, but as in nerves, I didn't feel nervous. I was confident in what I was doing, and that goes to credit to all the boys and coaching staff, and especially Mel, who brought me into camp game one of the series and brought me in game two and gave me a feel of what it's about, let me warm up on both of those, and had me on standby. When it was, I guess, my time to get the call up after Billy got the operation, I kind of felt like I was ready to do a job, and I felt like I was ready to represent Queensland the best way I could, and it couldn't have gone any better last night.
We were talking to Hags yesterday, Dane, and he was saying, because it was Mal's 55th birthday, and I asked him if there was any, if he'd had any celebrations. He said, no, we're going to wait till after the game. So what did you guys all do after the game?
Well, a few of us had our families there, and a couple of the boys had a few drinks because they got the bye this weekend. But, like I said, I had to be out of there at 7 this morning because I got a game against Canberra tomorrow night. So, obviously, I just had a couple of beers with the boys, but then went to bed fairly early, so I'm not sure what happens after this if we do something at the end of the year, but I guess I've got to start focusing on the rest of the year with Newcastle Knights now and hopefully bring back some of that winning form from Origin.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, Gags, when did you realise last night that, this is going to be a big score, this is something special? Was there a point in the game where you just thought, you know what, we got this and no one's going to take it away from us?
Mate, to be honest, it wasn't until later on in the game, because we obviously had momentum going into half time, but we almost didn't want it to come, because obviously you have that break and that time to, I guess, compose and regather themselves. And but when we came back in the second half, and I think it was when we got to 38, that's when I started feeling fairly confident in what we were doing. So a lot of credit goes to all those boys. It's an unbelievable team to be a part of, and couldn't have had a better way to make a debut.
No, and especially scoring that try. I mean, you must have felt like $1 million when you crossed that stripe.
Yeah, no, definitely. I always, it was in the back of my mind, scoring on debut, but I just wanted to make sure that I did my job, so if I did or didn't get a try, I wasn't going to be upset. Yeah, Corey Parker ended up throwing a ball and got ricocheted in the air and ended up just falling into my hands and crossed the line. And, the rest is history. I was obviously over the moon that I did get the try on debut.
How special is it playing with guys like Jonathan Thurston and Cooper Cronk and having Mal Meninga as a coach, and you've got Matt Scott there, and I mean, some terrific players in that team, and it was just such a comprehensive performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that's why I wasn't nervous going into this game, and that's why I was so confident, because the players that I had around me, I knew that they were going to go out and do a job, so I just had to make sure I did mine so I could just focus on what I was doing, and I just put all my focus into myself and all the little things I could do for the team, and I knew that everyone else was going to be doing the same. Yeah, playing outside those players is obviously a great privilege, and to play alongside and play outside Justin Hodges in his last Origin game and send him off the way we did, it couldn't have been any better for him. He deserved to go out the way he did last night. He's obviously been a great Origin player for all those years, and to send him out that way was just great to be a part of.
It's going to be a bit different tomorrow night in Canberra. You know that, don't you, mate? Because you're going to be wearing gloves probably, and it's going to be freezing cold, and there's not going to be 52,000 people cheering your name. It's going to be a totally different kettle of fish.
Yeah, no, but we've still got a job to do out there, so I'm still going to, like I said, try to take some of that back into the game tomorrow night. And yeah, like you said, I'm gonna might look in the rule book, see if you can wear thermals under your jersey, because yeah, I got here this afternoon and it's a beautiful day in Canberra here. The sun's out, no clouds, but it's still nice and fresh outside, so yeah, I'll just have to wait and see.
All right, mate. Well, congratulations on a brilliant debut, a fantastic performance from Queensland last night. And just to let you know, we're all very proud of you back here in Newcastle.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.